Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's open forum, so lots of fun yet to be had. And we are in the last hour now of our pledge drive. We're in the last hour, and so it's very easy to get a picture of where we are. As we start this last hour, we, in order to raise the amount of money we need to raise, we're going to have to do just about $47,000. $47,000 in an hour. That's a busy hour. That's a big ask, but I believe we can do it. What would really help is if there are some large donors who could do $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or maybe even $5,000 or $10,000. That would really, really help get us there. And then we'll just continue to keep plugging away, asking for your help, because we've got these matches, these wonderful matches, one of which I don't know if we'll ever see again. We've never seen it before. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. This might be the last hour of that opportunity. So we can do this, but $47,000 left is a long way to go. 888-291-8000. Jimmy will tell you about the matches and whatnot. 888-291-8000.
And actually, there are a lot of people out there in the audience who have been thinking about donating for the last couple of days. Some of them are able to make those larger donations you mentioned, Cy, at the top of our previous hour. I suggested that people who have been financially blessed begin thinking about maybe they could make one of those. Maybe right. They need to check with their spouse first. Maybe they need a little time to think about it. This is the final hour. So this is when we need to hear from those people. Whatever amount you've been thinking about, now's the time to give us a call, and now's the time to make that decision. Whatever the amount is, give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And also from anywhere in the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That also works if you're listening to this delayed on podcast or on YouTube after the fact or on Catholic.com after the fact. You can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. But this is the last time we're going to be able to talk about it for the next 3 months. So please do help us out. This is when we need to hear from you.
A $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means anybody who gives, your pledge is matched. And then that additional special $100,000 that we were given for this pledge drive for those who can become first-time recurring donors. If you can make a monthly pledge of $10, $15, maybe $25, maybe you can do more than that. Some have done 100. I noticed one person took Jimmy up on his idea of doing 417 a month to become a member of Founders Circle. That's an extraordinary amount. Some can. And so we're asking for your help. And all of that matched double right now, twice matched if you are a first-time recurring donor. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
I want to compliment Cy Kellett for how slowly and calmly he's saying the phone number today. Gold star for Cy Kellett. Let me hear that again, nice and slow.
888-291-8000. But do you see what Marie did? She put on the sheet that we have in giant letters, slow, and then she covered it all in yellow. So I cannot miss it. 888 888- 291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. There are at least six or seven lines open right now, and these are our colleagues here at Catholic Answers ready to take your calls, and we have a ton of match money to use up, and we got a long way to go. It looks like about $45,000 to go to make our goal this hour. 888-291-8000. Let me just thank some folks, and then we'll head right to the phones for Jimmy. A few folks took advantage of that one-time $100 gift. They gave a $100 gift. It's doubled to $200 because of the $20,000 match. Sheila, John, Cynthia, thank you very, very much. A bunch of folks joining Society 315 at the $10 a month level, getting all those benefits and getting their pledge tripled. Rita, Brian, Kathleen, Elaine, Christian, Steve, Therese, Joseph, Michelle, Michael, Angie, Jose, Charles, Jackie, Patrick, Kim, David, Trang, and Gregory, thank you all for joining Society 315. A bunch of folks also joined Society 315 and got the two very fine books, A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times, from Joe Heschmeyer, and Real Religion from Father Jeff Kirby. Among those, Carol, Mary, Andrew, Pauline, Brendan, John, all now Society 315 members, all got those books and a triple match on their money. 888-291-8000, the number. Now we go back to the phones for Jimmy Akin. Anthony in South Florida, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. You are next, Anthony. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys. I just want to thank you for everything you do. I encourage anyone who's on the fence to donate. Me personally, you guys have helped me out a lot as far as, you know, what you've done for my family. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Anthony.
So my question for Jimmy is, if you ever heard of Bayes' theorem and how it could, and what your thoughts on it being applied to predicting the probability for the resurrection of Jesus?
Okay, so for people who, yes, I have heard of Bayes' theorem. For people who may not be aware, Bayes' theorem is a tool that's used in statistics and in calculating probabilities and evaluating the evidence for and against positions. Thomas Bayes was a clergyman in England back in the 1700s, and before he died, he wrote a paper describing this theorem, and it got read at a conference after his death, and it became very popular. In recent years, it has come to have more and more of an impact on how probability arguments are evaluated. I won't go into the technical details because it's technical. But the basic idea of what Bayes' theorem allows you to do is it allows you to modify your prior beliefs about how likely something is to be true. Your prior beliefs are, in the jargon of this, called your priors. Your priors are just what you believe before you start looking at the evidence. So you might think, well, and you can apply it to anything. You could apply it to, well, what are the odds it rained today in Southern California? And you haven't looked at the newspaper, you haven't looked at the Weather Channel, but being in Southern California, my guess would be that it probably didn't rain here earlier today. So I would have assign a low probability of it having rained here. So my prior is low. But I can then start adding evidence. I can go outside, I can look at the ground, I can look at the sky, I can feel the humidity of the air, I can look at the Weather Channel, I can look at, you know, a bunch of websites, and I can get all this new data. And what that new data will allow me to do is modify my prior so I get a better sense of what is the odds that it rained today in Southern California. Well, you can do the same thing with other things. You can, in principle, you can do it with anything. In the case of the resurrection of the dead, you'd start with a prior that would deal with, like, okay, how likely do you think miracles are to begin with? And you'll have a wide range of views from different people. People who have a supernatural worldview that already believe in the possibility of miracles and supernatural events happening would have a prior that assigns a higher degree of probability to this particular miracle happening, whereas a skeptic, someone who has an anti-supernatural worldview, would have a much lower prior. But as long as they're willing to look at the evidence and weigh the evidence, you could, whether you have a person with a supernatural or a non-supernatural worldview, you could show them the evidence regarding the resurrection. You might be able to represent some of that evidence mathematically, so you could plug it into Bayes' theorem and see what it'll do to a person's priors. That's really the tricky part, though. All of us, in a sense, kind of have an internal version of Bayes' theorem, because all of us have prior beliefs and assumptions that we then try to modify based on the evidence we encounter. So all of us are doing something like Bayes' theorem instinctively and intuitively. What the difference with the actual theorem is finding a way to represent all of that with numbers. And that's going to be the challenge. How do you represent particular pieces of evidence about the resurrection numerically? I'm not saying it can't be done, but that's going to be the central challenge here. And so I think that using Bayes' theorem is something that can be applied to the resurrection. It already is being applied to lots of different questions in apologetics, but it does have some challenges, and it requires certain expertise to be able to apply it correctly. But I think that it's a promising field for future research.
And thank you very, very much. Appreciate that question, Anthony. Call anytime. Happy to have you again. Our phone lines are a bit open now, and still well over $40,000 to go to make our overall match this hour. Long way to go. We can do it with your help. 888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I would like to remind you again of the situation that we're in. We try to raise the $200,000 that we need for the next 3 months to fund our operations here each 3 months. We only do so by coming to you 6 hours, and we only use part of each of those 6 hours to ask you for your support. Thus far, that system has worked. It's been able to pay for all of the things that we need to pay for to bring you this show. And I'll remind you of this. This show is given free to anyone who wants to broadcast it. That's how we do it. That's how you do it. I want to encourage you to please dial 888-291-8000 and support this program.
And just want to give, I know we're going to have a short break here in a moment, but I just want to give folks an update. We have now gotten to the point that we only need to make another $40,000 in order to make our overall drive goal of $200,000. So that's significant progress. We're 80% of the way to our overall drive goal, but we still have $40,000 that we need to make this hour. And we've got lots of folks standing by. We've got 14 lines open. That's 14 people who are sitting by their desks just waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Don't forget that we have all of those different thank you gifts we'd like to send you. What specifically they are will depend at the level you're able to give at. And we do have some folks who have been able to give at higher levels, including Michael B., who is a new member of the President's Club. He's from St. Albans, West Virginia. Also, William D. from Spring Lake, New Jersey, is a new member of the President's Club. Chad from Centennial, Colorado, is also a new member of the President's Club, as is Jan C. from Bloomington, Illinois. So thank you very much to all. Also, Jenny S. from Houston, Texas, one of my hometowns. Thank you very much. Welcome to the President's Club. And you also can join the President's Club if you're able to give at a level of $84 a month or more. If you're able to give at a level of $417 a month or more, you'll also be a member of the Founders Circle. And we talked about some of the special benefits of that, including attending the special Founders Summit that we have every year to learn more about the behind-the-scenes operations of Catholic Answers and to solicit your feedback on how we can be even more effective in preaching the Word of God.
Thanks to everybody who has come to our aid here. We're very, very grateful for it. Just 45 minutes left to go in this May pledge drive, and then we won't ask you again for your support for 3 months. And quite a ways to go, as Jimmy was saying. It's under $40,000 now, and we can do that in 45 minutes, but you can easily see that the math comes out to just about $1,000 a minute between now and the top of the hour, 888-291-8000. I do want to encourage those who would like to make a one-time gift in any amount. We've been talking a lot about the recurring gifts, but we have a $20,000 match right now. A $20,000 match is nothing to sneeze at. And if you can do that one-time $10, one-time $20, $50, $100 gift, or maybe more, all of that is going to get matched up to $20,000. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Back to the phones we go for Jimmy Akin. Tanner in Seattle, Washington, watching on YouTube Live. You are next, Tanner. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy. No? Hi, Tanner. I know you're there.
My phone cut out. I'm here.
Okay, good. We're glad to have you, Tanner. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I want to start by thanking Catholic Answers. I've returned to Christ in the past year, and your programs and podcasts have been instrumental in that. So thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you, Tanner.
Yeah. My question, I suppose, has to do with the human condition and understanding acts of evil and whether people are evil. I know the church teaches that every person is born in the image and likeness of God and has inherent worth and dignity. And I know that the church teaches no one is unable to receive salvation. And I don't want to be too graphic on the air, but for the heinous actors out there who torture, murder, or harm people with no regard, is it wrong for me to say that those people are evil? Would it be better to say that they're under the spell of evil or Satan? I'm just not sure what the church teaches. And Okay. Even if human beings may be born pure, can they become evil, or are the acts evil? Thank you, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you. This is one of those questions where it really depends on how you're using your terminology. The church teaches that everything that exists has elements of goodness, because this is the standard theological understanding, what evil is a privation of goodness. It's an absence of goodness where there should be goodness. So the fact that something exists at all means it has good qualities. And so there's a sense in which everything that exists is fundamentally good. And that includes human beings, which is why they have the image of God and they have intrinsic dignity and things like that. That's part of how they're good, is they have those qualities that God has given them. But it's also possible for there to be a deprivation of good. And as a result of original sin, humans have a deprivation. They're born with a deprivation of some of the goodness that they should otherwise have. And one of the consequences of that is they're not able to save themselves by their own effort. It requires God's grace for a person to be saved. Also, they have disordered desires that will lead them into committing acts of sin. Now, when a person sins, they retain the fundamental dignity that God gave them. They retain their good qualities, but they're misusing those good qualities to do something they shouldn't. And how you want to describe that is something that that is flexible. There's not a single mandated way of describing this. If you want to be very full and precise, you could talk about how even people who commit great sins are still fundamentally made in God's image, but they're abusing the abilities they have, and they have fallen under the spell of disordered desires or under the sway of evil, or however you want to put it. You can say those things. It's also, though, okay to summarize it, and we see this in the Bible. The Bible will contrast, for example, the righteous and the wicked, or the good versus the evil. And so if you want to say some people are evil, well, you can say that. That's not a detailed, precise account, but it does convey the reality that some people commit grave sins even on a regular basis, you know, psychopaths and people like that who may be murdering and things like that. You could say Charles Manson was an evil man. That captures a truth. It's not the full truth about Charles Manson, because Charles Manson, and for people who may be younger and may not know, back in the 60s, he was a kind of serial killer mastermind here in California. He was an evil guy for committing those acts. He was also a child of God. And so the reality about Charles Manson is complex, and you can emphasize different aspects of it on different occasions as long as you recognize the truth about him, like all of us, is that it's a complex thing. We're not purely good or purely evil, but it is okay to highlight different aspects of good and evil on different occasions depending on the context.
And thanks very much. Appreciate the call. Right now, we are in the last hour, approaching the last half hour of Catholic Answers Live's opportunity to ask you for your support for the next 3 months. We're a ways away from our overall goal, but we do have these wonderful matches, and I want to remind you about them and ask you to please take advantage of them. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. A good amount of that still available to be used. I'm not exactly sure. I'll find out how much, but I know there's still that match. So if you want to make a one-time gift, or you've already got a recurring gift and you want to bump it up a little bit, well, then all of that will be matched. But for those who have never given a recurring gift, an extraordinary opportunity, because we've got a $100,000 match. If you come in at $10, it's $20 to us. Come in, and then with the other match on top of it, it's $30. You see how it works. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, you know, we've talked on the show about how this helps people. I mean, that's what we're all about here on Catholic Answers Live, is helping people grow closer to God. And one of the things that Travis said at the beginning of his call was that we'd helped him come back to God. And so that's a tangible illustration of the effect this show has on people. We've often pointed out in the past that, you know, the show is effective in reaching people where they're at, letting them ask their questions, helping them clear away the barriers between them and God so that they're able to come back to him or go deeper with him. And as a result, there will be people in heaven who are there because of this show. And you, as a supporter of this show, will get to meet them and realize this person is here because of what I did. So there are eternal consequences to this. That's part of why St. Paul talks about the eternal reward that people get for helping support the preaching of God's word. It helps multiple different people. It brings more souls to God. And so that's part of why God gives an eternal reward for helping that to happen. The number so that you can help that happen is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We are making progress. In order to make our overall drive goal, we're going to need to make about another $33,000 in this hour, and we've got a little more than 30 minutes. So you were right, Cy, you actually did some math on the air.
I know, pretty good.
And figured
huh?
out we needed about $1,000 a minute. So far, we're able to do that. I can see that right now we have 8 lines open. So give us a call at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world, any time of day. Even if you're listening via podcast after the fact, you can still participate in the drive. Want to say thank you to Vasia. If I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Vasia, if I'm not, please forgive me. She's in Lubbock, Texas. She's just joined the Founders Circle. So has Susan S. in Hillsdale, Michigan. And Caroline B. from Jacksonville, Oregon has donated just almost $2,500. So thank you very much. We are having some people who are coming through with those higher gifts, and we really need that to happen. Of course, we need gifts at every level, but in this final hour, as we're closing in, we do need to hear from people who have been thinking about and can make those larger donation amounts. The number to call, 888-291-8000.
Still lines open, 888-291-8000. I want to say thanks to Sarah from New Jersey, who joined at $45 a month. That's triple matched, because first time a recurring pledge and the $20,000 match. So triple match. Thank you so much for that. But she wanted to thank you, Jimmy, and say,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, she thinks that if she had a small piece of your brain, it would double her IQ. I don't think that's how that works. I do not think. I leave Jimmy's brain alone, Susan, but thank you. Thank you very, very, excuse me, Sarah, I beg your pardon. But thanks so much for your support. It really means everything to us.
That's such a sweet thought. She's much too kind. I'm sure it wouldn't double it, but it's such a kind thought.
888-291-8000. Casey in Texas is next listening on the new and improved Catholic Answers Live app. Casey, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I am not currently Catholic. I'm going through RCIA right now to get that done.
Come on in.
And
welcome home.
So thank you very much. So it's my understanding that you can't yet go to confession to receive get absolved until that process is complete. So what happens to catechumens who currently believe in, you know, everything church teaches and everything, but have not yet confessed mortal sins to a priest if they happen to die before the RCIA and confirmation and all that stuff?
Casey, let me ask a question. Have you been baptized already in another Christian church?
Yes, I do. I do have a valid baptism in a non-denominational church.
In that case, technically you're not a catechumen, but a candidate for reception into the church. And so you actually, in an emergency situation, you could go to confession now. So if you ever find yourself in danger of death or gravely sick, you can call for a priest and go to confession. And ordinarily, you would, at least right before you're received into the church, you would go to confession at that point. Having said that, God understands that not everybody is able to receive the sacraments in a timely manner before they pass on. And so as long as you have this is a technical term, but as long as you have what's called perfect contrition, you're reconciled with God even before you're able to go to confession. What perfect contrition is where you reject sin because God is infinitely good. You say, God is the greatest good. I want to be with him. I reject that sin. And if you have that, then you have the perfect kind of contrition. You, based on love of God, you're already reconciled with him even before you go. That's the gist of the answer. So just make an act of perfect contrition, Casey, and welcome home. We've got to go to a break now. It's a mandatory break. The number to call, 888-291-8000. We've got 10 lines open. It's the perfect time to call because you're not going to miss anything.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, fired up with that groovy music. This comes down to this, $1,000 a minute. people listening on hundreds of stations around the United States, people listening all around the world. And we got to raise $1,000 a minute to pay for all of that for the next 3 months. $1,000 a minute. It'll help if you maybe you have $1,000. Maybe you are one of those folks who has that kind of money. Some have more than that. Maybe you can do $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 if you could. Now is the time to help because we have come down to the last half hour of our pledge drive. Pledge drive will fund us for the next 3 months, and we're $1,000 a minute away from being there. $30,000 away with 30 minutes to go. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Or you can pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the exact same place. Gets the same match. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Can we do $1,000 a minute, Jimmy?
I'm pretty sure we can. At least we can if people continue to support us. You know, the way you were stating the facts so very concisely there, it's 30 minutes, $1,000 a minute, and so forth. It just felt for a second like we were the Blues Brothers in, you know, that scene in the Blues Brothers where, like, okay,
we're on a mission from God.
We are on a mission from God, but like 90 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. Hit it.
All right, 30 minutes to go. We got a half a tank of gas. No, we got a full tank
of
gas.
Full tank of gas.
Half a pack of cigarettes. Hit it. We can do it. We can't do it. You could do it. We need your help. 888-291-8000. And we're going to do our regular day job while we do this. I'm going to go to callers. Jimmy's going to answer questions.
We are on a mission. We are on a mission from God.
We are indeed. It's a mission that we share with all of our fellow Christians around the world, a mission to bring everyone to Christ, that they will know the fullness of Christ, so that everyone will be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and come to salvation. That's what it's all about. It really is. And that's why we are not shy about asking your support. It's the most important work in the world, and we can only do it together. We rely on you. We are not one of those. We don't have a Harvard endowment or something. We rely on you for your help. And we're, I think, a little bit strange among nonprofits is in that we're mostly supported by small donors. We're very grateful for the large donors, but almost all of our money to do this comes from folks who can give us $5, $10, $15, maybe $25, maybe, you know, $50 a month. And that's what keeps us going. And we do need your help. 888-291-8000. Can we raise $1,000 a minute for the rest of this hour? I'm going to leave it in your hands and trust in you. 888-291-8000. And we'll go to calls. Patrick in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on 690 AM. You are up next, Patrick. Thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy. I pressed the button. Patrick, you there with us? No. Oh, Patrick hung up. I don't know. He was like, yeah, I'm here, but I don't want to talk to you anymore. Oh, he probably was like, I've got $1,000. I can get him through another minute. Maybe that was it. I don't know, Patrick. I don't know why we lost you. Call back. We'll get you back on if we can. Let's go to Luis in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on the new and improved Catholic Answers Live app. All of that newness and improvedness paid for by our listeners. They called 888-291-8000 to do that. Luis, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we're so happy to. Happy to have you. Go ahead.
All right. So my daughter asked me if I heard God talking to me, how would I know that, and he instructs me to do something, how would I know that that's God talking to me? And so I wanted to answer her with something like, well, you know, God wouldn't tell you to do anything bad. So if it's something good, then I think it would be safe to say that that's God talking to you. But then we had just heard the story of Abraham and God telling him to kill his son, right?
The old Abraham and Isaac. So, yeah, right.
So I was like, I can't answer her with that. And I said, that's a good question for Catholic Answers.
Okay. So it is quite possible for God to speak to someone and the person not to recognize it. We see an example of that at the beginning of 1 Samuel, where Samuel, who's a little boy at the time, has God calling to him in the night, and he calls out, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel misunderstands. He thinks the high priest Eli is calling him. So he keeps getting up and going to the high priest and saying, here I am, for you called me. And And Eli's like, I didn't call you, go back to bed, okay? And but this keeps happening. And eventually Eli figures out maybe God is talking to Samuel. And so he instructs Samuel, if next time this happens, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And at that point, Samuel starts a conversation with God the next time God calls on him. And this is the beginning of Samuel's experience with God and the beginning of his having a conscious conversational relationship with God. But notice at the beginning of this relationship, he doesn't recognize God's voice. It takes him time to learn to understand what's happening. Now, in Abraham's case, of course, we know God didn't really want him to sacrifice Isaac, which is why God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac. This is something that happened years into Abraham's experience with God. God had already been talking to Abraham for years, and so Abraham had already learned to recognize God's voice, and so he was more willing to follow along. But I think your principle of, well, if you think you're hearing God's voice and it tells you to do something wrong, don't act on that. That's something that is a legitimate principle, especially at the beginning of a relationship where you haven't, if God's going to talk to you regularly, you still may need to learn his voice and what it's like compared to other experiences you might have, because there are other things that can explain a voice that you hear. It could be someone's playing a trick on you. It could be a mental illness. It could be just your imagination. It could be a demon. It could be any number of things. And you need to sort out those possibilities. So especially if a younger person, really anybody, but especially if a younger person thinks they may be hearing God's voice, I would say that they need to talk to other people about this. They need to talk to their parents. They need to talk to their priest. They need to think about all of the possibilities that could explain what they're experiencing and look at what the evidence says about them. Now, if they start getting evidence of like knowing the future, if God tells them, hey, this is going to happen, something improbable is going to happen, and then it does, well, that would be evidence that it's not just a mental illness or it's not just imagination. If God says something really amazing that you wouldn't expect to happen will occur, and then it does, well, that's evidence that you're in contact with God. If you're not sure if it's God and a voice tells you to do something that's good and it can be done reasonably, then you might experiment with it. Like if the voice says, oh, go give your sister a hug. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing to do. So, you know, you might, even if you're not sure it's God, you might say, hey, I'm going to take a chance on this. I'm going to go give my sister a hug. And that's fine. But even then, even if the voice is telling you to do something good, you got to be careful, because it could be something like obsessive compulsive disorder, where your imagination tells you to do something, even if it's good, but over and over and over and over again, so that it becomes unhealthy because you're doing it too much. I mean, maybe your sister doesn't want to be hugged every hour on the hour, even though giving your sister a hug is a good thing. So that's why it's important to involve other people in what's happening, to not keep this to yourself, but to talk to parents, to talk to priests, and cover all the different possibilities and take a look at the situation and evaluate it carefully rather than just assuming it is or isn't God.
And I'm going to leave it there. I hope that that's helpful to you. I think it's wonderful that your daughter asks you those kinds of questions and that we're able to answer them. I want to say thank you to everybody who has supported us throughout this pledge drive or at any time, whether with your prayers or with your financial support. We need your financial support now to be fully funded for the next 3 months. Catholic Answers Live is a program that is supplied to your local Catholic radio station or to websites and organizations around the world for rebroadcast. And we can do it for free because you pay for it. And so we've come to you to ask you for your help. We're going to need to continue to do about $1,000 a minute. We're just about needing $1,000 a minute this hour to finish this pledge drive. So certainly some folks have waited until the end of the pledge drive. And we just need to have a huge, giant last half hour, and we'll make it. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you are an especially blessed person in a very good financial position and you could do $1,000 or two or three or $4,000, we really need your help now as we're in the last 20 minutes of our pledge drive. We're going to continue to take calls. 888-291-8000 is the place to call to make your pledge of support.
And Cy Kellett, your prophecy that we would need about $1,000 a minute is proving true. We need about $20,000, and we've got about 20 minutes to go.
Wow.
So that is an accurate prediction. We also have almost every line open. We've got 15 lines open for you. There are 15 Catholic Answers employees waiting at their desk to make sure that you get through quickly. The wait time is like less than, 10 seconds or so to get through, and then you will be able to make your donation, your pledge smoothly and efficiently. Remember, we have that extra special matching challenge this time. We've never had one like it before. We don't know if we'll have one again, but this time we have a special $100,000 challenge for those who make new recurring gifts. And that'll include people who've made recurring gifts before, but if you make a new one now, it'll be not only matched by the $20,000 match we have for this hour, but also that $100,000 drive match. And so it'll effectively be tripled in matching terms. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Remember, St. Paul's in teaching in the inspired word of God that those who receive instruction in God's word, which is what we do here on Catholic Answers Live, should share all good things with the one who teaches them. So please use the financial resources that God has given you to help support the teaching of God's word here on Catholic Answers Live. And Paul said, don't be deceived about this, because people can deceive themselves about this. And he warns, don't let that happen to you. If you just spend all your money on your flesh, you won't get a heavenly reward. But if you do support the preaching of God's word and support the work of the Holy Spirit in that regard, then you'll get an eternal reward. So be sure and do that. Be sure and get that reward. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Or even if you're listening after the show, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I'm going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer some more questions. I do want to remind you, as Jimmy just did, this has never happened before that a donor said, I'll match $100,000 in new recurring pledges. This donor, we say it every time, but the lifeblood of an organization like ours is that person who's willing to give monthly, because that provides us with income that we know we'll have each week. So we can make things like the School of Apologetics courses, something we've never been able to do before, but because folks have been supporting us here we've been meeting our matches each time here at Catholic Answers. And because folks have been doing that, we've been able to start a School of Apologetics. We've been able to start making audiobooks and doing things like that. That's because of your support. And we can continue to give the radio show free to any station that will air it. So if you can make that $10 a month pledge right now, we'd love to be able to use up the entire $100,000 match. And I know there's probably 10, 20, maybe 100 people right now who, yes, you could pick up the phone and make that $10 a month pledge as we come into the last moments of our pledge drive. So I will ask for that, and I will ask for those who can make that $1,000, $2,000 pledge right now, and we'll get there. We'll make that $200,000 goal that we've got to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Up next to talk to Jimmy Akin. Listening on 1260 AM, The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio. Vicki, we're delighted to have you. Thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Let me just tell you real quick, I'm 70 years old. I just came into the church at Easter Vigil. And
praise
I
God.
Came into the church because of Catholic Radio.
Oh, praise. Oh, Vicki, God bless you. Welcome home. That is beautiful news. 70 years old and home in God's church. God bless you, Vicki. Thank you so much.
Now, my question real quick, Jimmy was asked this question a few weeks ago, right at the end of the show, so he didn't give a full explanation. If the brothers and sisters of Jesus that were referred to in the Bible had in fact been stepchildren to Mary, why would they not have had the responsibility to take care of her?
They would have had a responsibility, but it would have been a lesser responsibility. The way their society worked, you have primary responsibility to your parents. If Mary was not one of their parents, then they would have had less responsibility. It's kind of like if you think about a situation today. Let's suppose you have a husband and a wife, and the wife dies. They have children, and then the wife dies, and then the father remarries. So this is the father's new wife. And then the father dies. Well, the children won't have as much of a responsibility to dad's later wife as they would to their own mother. And so there is some connection there, you know, in the ideal. Children, even though she's not their mother, would have something of a responsibility to her because she is their father's later wife, but it's not the same as the responsibility they would have if she was their own mother. And so as a result, it means that it's not an insult in the same way on this scenario for Jesus to make other arrangements. It would be positively insulting to these to the brethren of Jesus if they were Mary's own children to entrust her to an outsider. But if she's not their mother, if it's their father's second wife, it's not as insulting for her biological son to make other arrangements for her. It's kind of like if you have a widower who already has kids marry a woman, and then she has a biological son, like Mary had Jesus, that biological son gets to determine what happens for mom's care in her declining years and when she's mature and needs more taken care of. And it's not as much of a problem if he says, okay, these are the arrangements that I've made for mom, even if they don't directly involve her stepchildren, because it's the biological child that will really be the primary decision maker of how best to care for her in that situation. So it's not an insult to her stepchildren for her biological child to determine the arrangements. If the biological child had not made arrangements, then the stepchildren would have more of a responsibility, but not as much as towards their own mom.
Vicki, beautiful news. Welcome home. So glad you got to come into the church this year. I know it was a tough year for a lot of people who had to do RCIA and whatnot. I'm glad you persevered and made it. And God bless you, sister. Thank you so much. I hope you'll call again with more questions. And I'm feeling pretty confident we're going to be here for another 3 months. We've got about, what do we got about?
$13,000 to go.
$13,000 to go.
Little about more 13 than minutes. 13 minutes to go.
Okay. So maybe we can do 950 a minute and still make it to the end. Okay, we're cutting it close. We get it. Lots of folks decided to wait till the last minute. Thank you for all who have supported us. 13,000 to be fully funded in the next 13 minutes. We can do it. The number to call if you're here in the U.S., 888-291-8000, or here in the U.S. or anywhere around the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The nice thing about this is we know that lots of folks get to the podcast later. You know, they listen to the show either on EWTN or us later, or maybe join us on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere later. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge, and help to keep Catholic Answers. It's not just on the air, but growing. I mean, I mentioned the School of Apologetics. I mentioned the audiobooks. I mentioned that we're on Facebook and YouTube all around the world. We've got the new and improved app, but there's 1,000 ways that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ and His church. And we want to keep growing. So if we may make this $200,000, but your help is needed to help us to continue to grow, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. For those of you who are fancy, just text the word Catholic to 24365. You can make your pledge there, 24365. And I have to say, Jimmy, I said we need some larger gifts and we need folks to continue to do the smaller gifts, and we'll get there. I'm looking at the screen here. It looks like a combination of those two is what's doing it. We've got folks coming in making those larger pledges. We've got folks making, say, a $10 a month or a $10 one-time gift. And altogether, we're getting there. I think we can reach that $200,000 that we need to reach. 888-291-8000. Jimmy?
And Cy, you mentioned that, you know, some people have waited till the last minute, and that's absolutely fine. We know that people
Sure.
need to be able to take time to decide how they can use their resources. So it's absolutely fine as long as we do hear from folks in the end. So now's the time we need to hear from you. 888-291-8000. We're in the final minutes of the show. And this is the last time we're going to be talking about this for the next 3 months, because we don't like to overburden. We like to keep the fundraising to a minimum, but it does need to happen because we do need your support if we're going to keep the show on the air and if we're going to keep all of Catholic Answers apostolic work going on. We're 95% of the way to our overall drive goal. We need to make a little less than $10,000. We've got a little more than 10 minutes to do it. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I think we can get another call in. I'm going to give it a try. Let's go to Tom in Olympia, Washington. Maybe we can get more calls in. I don't know. But let's go to Tom in Olympia, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Tom, thank you for your call. Go quickly for Jimmy, if you could, so we can...
Well, thank you, guys. Hey, in the Apostles' Creed, it says when Jesus comes back, he will judge the living and the dead. And I'm wondering, those that are living, is there a purgatory at the end of the world for those who
Okay.
Yeah. So the way that it's described in the New Testament is that when Christ comes back, the living faithful will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. So it suggests an instantaneous transformation. That doesn't mean, or very brief transformation. That doesn't mean that it's not purgatorial, though, because the faithful who are still alive are still going to have disordered attachments to things that they need to be purified of in order to experience the full glory of heaven. It'll just be a very quick transformation, because God can transform you in a lengthy period or in a short period. It's really up to God. We know that at the end of the world, it'll be a quick transformation. At least that's the way we're given to understand it in the New Testament. It may involve discomfort, just like purgatory does on other occasions, but it apparently will be very brief. For all we know, that's the way purgatory may work right now. It may be a brief transformation, but one that involves some discomfort. But God, one way or another, will purify people so that they have the holiness they need to be in his presence, and they will thereafter be with him in glory forever. And at the case of the Last Judgment, they'll be with him spiritually, but living here on the new earth.
And I'm going to say thanks for that. And Darren, I'm going to tell you got to help me if I have to go back to any phones or anything. My computer has decided to lock up on me for these last moments of the pledge drive. So I don't know where we are. I don't know. Jimmy, maybe you can give us an update financially.
Yeah. So we need to make, according to the current figure, we need to make about $8,000, and we've got 8 minutes. So your prediction, Cy, is holding up. We have three lines open right now, and we have a number of people calling. That's very good. I'm guessing we'll not be able to take another call this hour. So that means that this is an ideal time for you to call or to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because even if the phone lines are full, you can always get through there. Even if the phone lines are full, though, if you just wait for a minute or so, because we keep the donation process very quick and easy, you won't have to wait very long for your call to get through. The latest update, we need a little bit less than $6,000 to go. And so we are making progress. You can see we've got a line open. Obviously, CatholicAnswersRadio.com can handle even more people than that. So one way or another, this is the time to contact Catholic Answers. You've been thinking about it for several days. You know that you want to do your part to support the preaching of God's word and to help this wonderful show keep going and to help it keep answering your questions and the questions for many, many other people. Now's the time to contact us, 888 888- 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. I'm flying blind for the rest of this pledge drive, for the rest of this day. And you guys are all going to have to help me if I got to go to phones or anything. But I do want to encourage people, let's use up every dollar of that dollar for dollar $100,000 match. I think we probably must be very close to using it all up, and that's for new recurring donors. If you've never been a recurring donor to Catholic Answers, come in at $10, come in at $20, come in at $100 per month, and you become a member of Society 315. You get all the benefits of giving at whatever level you're giving, but also it gets matched. It's an addition to any other match we have. It gets matched. 888-291-8000. And Jimmy said about, Marie says 5K to go. I think that's 5,000.
Yeah, 5K. So we're 97% of the way there. It is so close. We just need to hear from you.
We do. Maybe there's someone out there who can give that 5K. 888-291-8000. One way or another, I know we're going to get there. We've got lots of wonderful folks who support us. Jesus has lots of good friends. There's never a shortage of good friends for Jesus. And we thank you so much for your support, but let's take advantage of that recurring gift match. And if you are able to do maybe a $5,000 or a $3,000 or a $4,000 gift or a $1,000 gift, you'll go a long way to getting us there. You can hear the music. That means it's over. They'll stay on the lines until about 10 minutes past the hour. After that,
or as long as you keep calling.
Yeah,
so
right.
Keep the phone lines lit. There will be new lines opening up as we go along. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now is the time we need to hear from you, and we have confidence we're going to be successful with your help.
That's just the way Catholic Answers listeners are. You love to get us down to the last minute here. I got the number 3 being held up for me, so 3,000 to go. Maybe someone can call and make that. 888-291-8000. Thank you to everyone who has supported us one way or another. It's been a wonderful, successful pledge drive. Jimmy, thank you for 2 great hours.
My pleasure, Si.
We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live. 888-291-8000.